Well, today is more about some other factors at play. I mean, we're seeing the corn and the beans get hammered here today. The bean oil is limit down and trading synthetically well below that that level. The big thing here is that the EPA came in and released their biofuel data today, and the blend is up a little bit, but not nearly as much as everybody expected. So that affects your biodiesel, it affects your ethanol and all that. So it does put some pressure into those markets, and it gives us a little bit of a reason to kind of back things off here, but it's a little overdone. The thing that would be actually beneficial if we were paying attention to it is that you've seen China come in and maybe relax some of these lockdown measures that they've seen and some of the COVID measures because of the protests that they're seeing over there. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they've pulled the and open the doors just yet. They're just easing back a little bit. So it is something that we will continue to look at and watch as favorable. And then on the other side of it, something that you and I talk about on a weekly basis is we're getting updates from South America, and Brazil actually looks like they're going to have one of the biggest crops ever at this point. 155 million tons of soybeans is the expectation for production there. 130,000 tons of 130 million tons of corn, and both of those would be smashing the previous records by quite a bit. So there is some of that bearish news coming through from the Brazilian side. We know Argentina's got all sorts of problems, so we continue to watch down there for their drought. But at this point, Brazil is more than covering the loss in Argentina.